This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith, joined today by Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. Kurt, what have we seen going on in the grain markets today?
Well, the market was not as beautiful as the weather this week. We also wrapping up the Illinois State Fair this week, so I did my job with the cheese curds, the ribeye, the pork chop sandwich, and the ice cream. So what a good time of the year. But basically, corn futures and soybean futures lower on the day. The wheat was up a little bit. Commodity funds sold about 4,200 contracts of beans, 6,400 contracts of corn, about flat in the wheat market. Buyers at 2,100 soybean oil and sellers about 3,200 soybean meal, flipping that spread back and forth. Not a whole lot of news as we wrap up the week. The weekly export sales report was, you know, about as expected there. So we'll see if any new fresh demand starts to surface here. But as we look out the back door, the crop's in fairly good shape, it seems like, across most of the Midwest, not everywhere. But we'll be looking forward to the Pro Farmer Crop Tour this coming week, as they are doing a good job of covering the routes they always have and give us some updated yield expectations and crop survey observations, what they see in the field there.
That again was Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
At the close, September corn down 4.5 at 370.5, September soybeans down 12.75 at 938.75. On the Merck, October live cattle down 245 at 178.30, September feeders down 417 at 239.50, and October lean hogs down $1.42 at 75.07. Thanks again to Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net for joining us today for the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.